Don't touch that dial. Stay a while and listen to the great things that God is doing in the world today. This is Global Air Force.
Thank you for tuning into Global Air Force. I'm Jim Rohn. Luke, one of the writers of the Gospels, the Gospel of Luke, also wrote the book of Acts. And he wrote that gospel to a man by the name of Theophilus. In the book of Acts, this is what he said. In the former account, and that would have been the Gospel of Luke, which I've prepared, O Theophilus, I made a continuous report dealing with all the things which Jesus began to do and to teach. The point I want to make here is Luke calls his gospel the things which Jesus began to do and to teach. But as we read the book of Acts, we see that Jesus' ministry did not pass away when he ascended into heaven. His ministry was passed on to believers. So the good news today, if you're a believer, then that ministry which Jesus began to do and teach has been passed on and passed down to you as believers. And today we have a man by the name of Tom Rotolo for the second time, and he is taking that ministry which Jesus began to do and teach, and he is teaching people how to continue that ministry outside the walls of the church, out on the street, in the malls, in the restaurants. And today, we are presenting the second part of Tom Rotolo
that has taken an interesting concept. This concept, he's traveled around the world and seen plenty of miracles. People healed, blind eyes opened, deaf ears opened, and he wanted to see that at home. And I've been the same way. I've traveled
internationally
over various countries. And when I come home, I just feel flat. I wanted to pray for people. I just felt, well, it won't work. But here is a man today that's teaching people, ordinary people, that you can go out and be a faith healer and do the miracles and work like Jesus did. His name, Tom Rotolo, and here he is. Tom, it's so nice to have you back for the second time.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and you were telling a story to me for somebody going out and saying, hey, you want fixed? That's a good way. How do you approach these people to pray for them? This guy has a novel approach. Hey, do you want fixed? You want that fixed?
Well, this particular, yeah, he was actually in our Global School Supernatural Ministry that I was the director of about 4 or 5 years ago. This is before I actually started Power and Love Ministries. But his name is Chris. He actually worked for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And his job was to gas up the cars in between. So he was actually working, and so he was filling up this car. He said it was bitter cold this day, and he was just freezing cold. This woman is getting out of her car, and she is like struggling because she has crutches, and she's trying to just get out. And he's like, "Hey, how you doing? I see you're having some trouble there." She goes, "Yeah, my ankle, it's all messed up and I had surgery on it and it's just really hurting." And he goes, "Oh," and he just says, "Well, do you want that fixed?" And she goes like, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "Well, I believe Jesus can fix that. Let me pray for you." And she's like, I guess, you know. And so he goes over, he kneels down on this cold cement, you know, and he's just praying. And honestly, he's not really feeling much of anything. Like he stepped out, but then he's like, "Oh God, I feel like such a," he felt like a fool, you know? And so he's got her hands on her ankle and he's just praying very short, probably 10, 15 seconds. And he's just commanding the pain to leave. And he's like looking up at her face and there's like no expression on her face when he's done. And he's about to say to her, you know, sometimes, you know, it just takes a while for the healing. And he gets out. Sometimes it takes a while. And she goes, "Hey, the pain left. When you're praying, the pain left." And she, so he's like, "Really?" And he was probably more surprised than she was. But so he said, "Well, try to put more pressure on it. See," and she's putting more pressure. And she's even like hitting it on the ground. She can't make it hurt. And she's excited. And he's really, really excited. He's like jumping up and down at the gas station. And it's that kind of a thing. It's like Jesus showing up wherever we go as we're believers. We're, you know, believers are those who believe in Jesus and we believe the teachings of Jesus. And we believe that Jesus told us to go and make disciples and to do the same things that he did. He said,
not
just
that complicated.
No, it's really not. It's really not. Jesus says, as the Father sent me, I send you. The Father sent Jesus into the world to destroy the works of the devil. And the devil's works, part of the devil's works, are sickness and pain and sin. And that's what we're here to do. And I've literally, there are hundreds and hundreds of stories like that have, over the last few years of teaching these 4-day schools of power and love. And another one just popped into my head. And so I'm going to just tell it just because I...
Let's have it.
It's so sweet. It's probably a 15, 16-year-old girl was at our school in Colorado 2 months ago, and she was shy. Her family came. She was not actually really like that close to God. She was like, she'd been a Christian, but some things that happened in her life, she kind of got a little hardened. But her whole family was coming, so they made her come, and so God was just really working her heart and softening her up. And she like really she got back right with God, and she decided, she's very, very shy. I mean, this is meek little girl. And she just thought, okay, I've got to do this. I got to pray for somebody. You know, everybody else is having all these stories of healings, and I got to try this. So she sees this guy with his arm like in a sling. I think it was at a mall. And she walks up to him, and he was a Vietnam vet. And his arm had been hurt. He actually, like a part of his bone in his elbow was gone from this accident. Or I don't know exactly what happened. If it was a shell or what, but he was like disconnected. Like the upper part of his arm was disconnected from his lower part of his arm. Like the bones were not connected there. And she goes up and is talking to him, and she says, can I pray for you? And he lets her. And now she's from Asian background. I'm even thinking about this now. I'm thinking like, wow, he was in Vietnam and he's letting some, it hadn't really occurred to me when she told the story, but afterwards I'm thinking, this is really incredible. She's praying for him. First time she's ever prayed for anybody. She feels the bones growing back. And they both feel the bones growing back and reattaching. And they're both in tears after this. And this little sweet girl telling this story. And she's just like, and I just told them, Jesus really loves you. That's why he did that. And she just walks away. Now, I just wonder, you know, I mean, it's just amazing how God is going to use that in his life. Who knows, you know, how God's going to show up and affect him. And he's never going to forget that. And I've got a follow-up to that if you want.
Oh, I want that. There is. I mean, God is showing up. Things are changing in this country, and I'm hearing more and more as I talk to you, Tom, more miracles. And after we go to your school, we are going to be braver and say, I can do that too. And that is so important. Go on. Next story.
It's really true. As Christians, and again, I told you in the last radio broadcast that I'd been a pastor for 18 years. And just realizing now, looking back on that, just how we have such a fortress mentality. We have a mentality that we kind of, as Christians, we go to church and then we try to make it through the week until the next Sunday. And rather than having a really victory mentality, one of, hold it, God wants to use me every single day. And I don't have to be just like putting up with the world and like tolerating it and trying to make it through. I can be actually bringing God's presence everywhere I go and making a difference in this world. And it actually be exciting. Our weeks can be exciting. Our days can be exciting. What's God going to do through me today? Well, I was telling you that story about this girl that they end up leaving the conference. They're driving back home. I don't know exactly. I think they had a long drive back. And they stopped at this gas station, a little like a mini mart, a travel mart in the gas station. She goes inside and she bumps into a woman in the store, and the woman like turned and just began to like cuss her out. Like she was like angry at her. And she said, before the school, I had gotten so hardened, I would have turned and just cussed this woman right back. She was so honest. But she said, you know, because of what happened in the school and because of how God's touched me, I found coming out of my mouth for the first time in years, I'm sorry. And she just says, I'm sorry to this lady. And she just walks away from the lady. Well, as she's walking away, she hears in her heart And again, we were talking a little bit last time about how God speaks to us. And
words of knowledge, yeah, you use. That's
words
what
of
you
knowledge,
said.
Yeah,
uh-huh, word, that's what that's called.
A word of knowledge is a biblical term for how God can speak to us about somebody else. Now, it usually when God does that, it's not new information for the person, but it's new information for me, and there's no way I could know it unless there's some kind of a supernatural knowing. And so this girl kind of just kind of feels in her heart the words breast cancer, and she thinks, oh my goodness, I wonder if this, you know, if this is for this lady I just bumped into, who just cussed her out. So she goes back up to this lady and she says, excuse me, can I ask you a question? Do you have breast cancer? And this woman goes, I do have breast cancer. How did you know that? I have lumps in my breast.
Oh my.
And the girl says, I think God just told me that because he wants to heal you. Can I pray for you? And she prayed for her and the lumps disappeared. The woman could not find the lumps after she prayed for her.
Praise God.
So, I mean, it's like stories like that just make you want to cry in terms of the goodness of God. And I just think of just this, how, you know, again, that's a perfect story of how we can go into this world. The world will cuss us out. The world gives us all kinds of.
And of course, we may do a little ourselves.
yeah. But the world, you know, the world wants to beat us up, but we can actually go and overcome that and see the kingdom of God breaking through. And I think that's what I'm having so much fun. We not only have fun when we pray for non-Christians who get healed, but we see all kinds of, you know, all different people getting healed, but then we see Christians who are maybe don't believe in healing, or they even believe in healing, but they're just like surprised that you're stepping out and praying for them at the 7-Eleven, you know. Mm-hmm. What happens is that God will touch them and they'll realize, wow, this really is supposed to be what we're supposed to be doing as Christians.
Mm-hmm. It changes the way we think. It gives us some brightness in the morning, you know. There's another life then. There's something we are missing.
Yeah.
And this is one thing that's been missing. The ministry that Jesus began to do, he didn't quit when he went up to heaven.
No.
He passed that ministry on.
Exactly.
And now we have it, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Like, wow, I'd like to get this.
Yeah.
Listen, you travel 1 week a month throughout the year, and you teach this at various churches and organizations.
Right.
And if they wanted to get in touch with you to learn more, how would they get in touch with you?
They would. Our website has quite a bit of information on it. It's www.powerandlove.org. Power, A-N-D. It's not an ampersand or anything like that. It's powerandlove.org. And there's all kinds of information. Matter of fact, you can actually watch a whole school for free online. We've recorded it and we actually put it on there for free. You can download it and watch it. So we want to make that available. But there's all kinds of information about future schools. We'll be in Texas next month, and then beginning of the year, we have Alabama and Tennessee, and where else? Ohio are scheduled right now. And there's a bunch more that will be scheduled that we'll be posting up there. But that's the best way of getting a hold of us.
Okay, so you have those testimonies and stories on there too. You have the teaching, and then you also have somewhere where they can see some of these testimonies too.
Well, we do. We have a few testimonies on there in the media, and the media tab there. They can go down and see some of those testimonies. Just a few. We want to actually put more. We have hours and hours of testimonies of people getting healed. I want to tell you, I don't know how much time we have. I can tell you another story.
We're halfway through.
We're good. Okay.
Come on, give it to us, Tom.
I love telling these stories. They're just popping into my mind. There's just as anybody goes out to dinner, there was a couple students from our school. It was a couple, and then a single guy. They went out to an Olive Garden, as we all love to go out and eat and whatever. And they're just like us. They're just talking and whatever, and really weren't thinking, you know, much about God. They're just catching up on life and whatever. And the waitress is coming up and taking their drink order. And the waitress noticed. I mean, the couple, the married couple, she was pregnant. And so the waitress says, oh, you know, you're pregnant. You know, do you know it's going to be a boy or girl? And they said, yeah, it's going to be a boy. And do you know the name? We're going to name him Aiden. And, you know, obviously it's a different name. And the waitress goes, oh, I have a boy named Aiden. And they just and so she finishes the drink offering and goes away, and these three, you know, look at each other and like, that's weird. We need to pray. We need to pray for our waitress. So they just, for a second, they just said, Lord, how do you want to touch our waitress? What do you want to do in her? And one of them, the single guy, got like this word, like he felt like, the waitress' name was Rachel. Her name was Rachel. And so they prayed, and he felt like he got this picture of Rachel in the Bible crying, like weeping. He's like a newer believer, and he's like, I wasn't really sure when I got this picture if Rachel in the Bible really did cry. And afterwards, I went and looked, and I found out that she did. So, but he got this feeling like this Rachel was crying, but then there was a lot of joy that came in. And so, Rachel comes back and gives them their drinks, and he says, "Can I ask you something? Or just tell you something that I just felt like the Lord just said to me." I was praying for you, and it just felt like God said that when you got Aiden, there was a lot of tears, but God wants you to know that there's going to be a lot of joy, that it's going to all be turned to joy. And this waitress says, you are freaking me out. You are freaking me out, but not in a bad way. You just made my whole life. You just made my whole life. And the guy was like, he's thinking like, what do we say? What do you mean? And she goes, you don't understand. I'm his mom, but I'm not his mother. Aiden was my sister's son, and she was killed in a car accident. And I now have custody of him. And obviously, yes, when I got Aiden, there was a lot of tears. So even as I'm telling the story, she said, and I now have the decision of whether or not I'm going to keep him and raise him, or whether I'm going to turn him over to somebody else for custody, because I have custody right now. She said, you just made my whole life. You just made my whole life. And it was just like stuff like that, that you don't even know, that God just reaches in and just changes people's lives. That girl will never forget. She'll never be the same because of that experience of these three Christians that just happened to pray very quickly at an Olive Garden. 30 seconds, get a word, share it. Her life is now changed forever.
It isn't a long process.
No,
you don't have to go to seminary,
no.
Be ordained.
No.
Ordinary people that God is using. Think of the scripture in the Bible says, these signs will follow them that believe.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It is.
That's simple. It is. I'm going to ask two more things.
Sure.
Of the remainder of our time together. I'd like to just tell us a little, maybe something that you teach. And then if you would pray for someone that needs this inspiration, and they also need to know how that they can get to this school. There's a hungry heart out there. Okay, give us a little bit of the teaching on the radio now.
Well, I'll tell you, the other speakers that we have at this school, Dan Moeller, Todd White, and Bob Hazlett, are just amazing. And even though I started the ministry, I love them and I love their teaching so much. So they actually do most of the teaching. I kind of teach toward the end. I teach on how to behave. What I call my session is how to behave in church. And what I mean by that is that now that people whose lives have been so changed and so affected by this, how do they go back? Because some of them are going back to churches where the other have not experienced this. And so I have to kind of like get them ready, you know, kind of like culture shock kind of a thing.
I can use that. Yeah.
But the thing that I also teach on is as a pastor, having been a pastor for years, I guess my appeal to is for churches that are not experiencing this and who want to, you know, so many pastors, their heart obviously is to grow their church and to want to reach their community, but they're not seeing it happen, and there's a lot of frustration. And what we try to do is we try to just force a message of, you know, do you want to get saved and do you want to go to heaven? And we try to just push this on people to try to convert them, and then we get frustrated when people in our congregations are not like sharing and talking about Jesus. But you know what's happened though is in the congregation is that there's not a confidence level that we've tried and we've gone out and we've tried to talk to people and people just shut us down. I don't believe the Bible. I don't believe that there is a God. I don't, you know, I believe in New Age, or I believe this or that or whatever. I'm Jehovah's Witness. And we feel like we hit this wall and all we're doing is trying to argue with people. And we realize arguing's not helping. It's like nobody's getting changed. Nobody's really, you know, maybe 1 out of 100 people were like argue into the kingdom of God. And I just want to appeal to you that I'll tell you, Jesus gave us more tools than we're using right now. There are more tools in our tool belt, and you can have these tools. I would encourage you, just go and listen to the first message by Dan Moeller on our website, and you'll be hooked. I know you will. You want to listen to the whole thing because it's such a different way of looking. I've been around the world, and I've seen all kinds of things. And there's some really good stuff on our website, and I'm not doing that because, believe me, we don't make anything. It's all free, so I'm not trying.